I've been excited about this for a while. Clint Hoover, Jim Spears, and Max Shang are here on a harmonica, upright bass, and guitar, respectively. They have a group that, you hate to describe a group as being in a particular musician's image, but Django Reinhardt is just fine in terms of a descriptor, but they are each fine and original musicians in their own right. So let's welcome Sweet Atmosphere. Sweet Atmosphere live on SLB. What was that tune? I should know that.
Deux Ambiances, which translates loosely into English as Sweet Atmosphere.
So, Max, I don't think we've met before today, and I'm surprised we haven't met. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I actually grew up in Greenville, Pennsylvania, and I live in Sharon, Pennsylvania now.
Well, that's WSAJ, Grove City, is one of our affiliates.
Yeah, it's a great station. I love that station.
I'm so glad you do. Darren Morton, the station director, will appreciate that. Tell me how you fell in love with Django, or how this all happened.
I think for me, I thought about this. I think anybody of my generation, I'm in my 60s, If you're a guitar player and you read any guitar magazines, they would say, who were your influences, to somebody like Eric Clapton or whatever, or Jeff Beck? And you go, oh, Django Reinhardt. Django Reinhardt. Oh, who is this Django Reinhardt guy? And I think when I was about 18 or 19 years old, I had a friend, and her dad had apartments and had a bunch of records. He said, I'll pick through there and see if there's something you like. Well, there was one thing I really liked. It was Django Reinhardt's very last record, done in 1953, produced by Norman Granz. It was after his, it was when he was making his comeback, and it was actually recorded a couple months before he died. Well, I took that record home, and they gave it to me as a gift, and I thought, oh, wow, you know. And it was when he had his piano quartet with upright bass, and it was a little bit different than his earlier material with Grappelli back in the late 20s and so on. But that was what led me into it, and I tried to play some of the stuff. I tried to play Night and Day and Nuage and a couple things, and I just loved his he couldn't read. He was actually illiterate, and he couldn't read or write music. So everything he played had passion, and it came from the heart. And it was so honest, and it just, I said, this guy, yeah, I'm going to stick with this guy. Many great guitar players, but he's just something special.
Yeah, you never grow tired of him. It's such a prolific recording artist. There is so much material of his to find, and probably including stuff that hasn't been found yet,
yeah,
I would imagine. Let's hear another number, and then we'll have you meet, as you're listening, you'll get a chance to meet the other two band members throughout the segment. We'll also talk about gigs coming up, and I hope they're thinking about recording. Sweet Atmosphere, the group, Max Chang is who you just heard. Max, what do you want to do next?
We're going to do a Django composition entitled Swing 42, and he would name these after the year. So this was 1942. Thank you.
swing 40 to here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It doesn't. I can't tell you how tickled I am.
We
played. I believe we played Swing 42 this morning around. Oh, it's fine though. We played it around 6:20 or so. I think it was Tommy Emmanuel playing it, but it's so good. Let's meet our bass player Jim Spears.
Hi there.
Do you know the song "Benny's from Heaven"? The parody of "Pennies from Heaven." But I was looking and I couldn't find it this morning. But it's basically about a baby being born under rather mysterious circumstances, and they always say Benny is the baby. Benny's from heaven. Well, the subject of that song has the last name Spears, and I was looking for that song to play just for you, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, well, thank you for the thank
the
you
thought.
For thinking
it was
of
the
us.
Thought. Tell me about yourself.
I've been knocking around Pittsburgh area playing music for a long time. That's how I sort of came to know Max, was through playing a bunch of different styles. I'm relatively new to the gypsy jazz style of music, but I played a lot of blues music with Max. I'm still playing a lot of blues music with Max. That's another sort of passion that I have.
Acoustic or electric? Or both?
Electric for the most part. The introduction Max has given me to this music that we're doing today has kind of opened up a window for basically a whole genre of music that I really was not that familiar with before Max kind of introduced me to all of this. So it's been an adventure. I feel like I'm learning every time we go out, and it's fun.
How bad? Are you from this area?
I live in Butler County.
Okay.
So, we're scattered around,
and
wandering minstrels.
let's meet Clint now. Clint Hoover is playing harmonica, and I'll let you tell folks a bit about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hail from Minneapolis, and in fact, I got this name from Dennis McCurdy. He calls me the Minneapolis Snake.
Snake?
He's actually written a tune. I've thought, so.
Snake? Is that a good thing?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but it's cool. So it's just sort of stuck.
Dennis would never give you a bad nickname.
No.
The Minneapolis
Snake.
He's
written a cool tune about it.
Yeah.
So I've been here maybe, I don't know, 5-6 years, and back in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, I was a full-time...
Pittsburgh and Minneapolis.
Minneapolis-St. Paul, And back there, I was a full-time musician for like 30 years, doing all kinds of stuff, whether it was studio work or playing in bands and teaching and that kind of thing. And then my wife got a great job at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, and then I kind of tagged along out here and started rebuilding, getting involved in music and things like that. And
we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes. I think there's a lot of work in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I'm starting to finally make some traction, get out there and get into some bands and playing some music and having a good time, doing a lot of different stuff. I'm a very eclectic musician myself. I've played in blues bands. I played in straight ahead jazz groups. I really like acoustic folk music and pre-war acoustic blues and things of that nature. So I'm all over the map.
So you probably knew Django's catalog pretty well.
Yeah, there's a really good hot club scene in the Twin Cities. And I was sort of on the periphery of it, but I was involved in it enough and and some of the people I played with did a lot of Django work, and so I kind of got familiar with that and got on some gigs and started trying to be Stefan Grappelli on the harmonica, which is a lot of big shoes to fill.
Well, the first time we were talking about his name's escaping me now, the harmonica.
Oh, David Nadich.
Thank you, David Nadich. And that was the first person I heard doing this kind of music on harmonica.
It's pretty rare, yeah.
And it is amazing, and it's great to hear you. Doing the melody to Swing 42, it was just like listening. It's like a voice singing it, you know, as you go through.
And there's a historical precedence for it. I mean, there were I've done a lot of research about the history of continental harmonica, and there were harmonica players, chromatic players, you know, the big ones that played with Django, and so there were some people that did that kind of thing, and So David's a fabulous musician, a wonderful guy. We come at it from different perspectives. He's an amazing bluegrass musician, and you find there's a lot of bluegrass musicians that kind of get into Django stuff. But I come out of it from more of a straight ahead jazz and blues kind of a background. So
that's the beautiful thing about music is it if you would, you know. Do we really need genres? It's just whatever it is that you like, or at least in terms of deciding your own tastes and preferences. There's so much to explore. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Chad Green mixing, doing a great job. Ricky Berger's here. I'm Larry Berger. And Clint Hoover's the voice you just heard. Jim Spears on bass, Mac Shang on guitar. Their sweet atmosphere. And I'm so happy you're here. What would you like to do next?
This is a tune by Lulu Reinhardt, one of the many Reinhardts.
Oh.
And I had the good fortune of meeting Django's grandnephew a couple months back in February. He was touring and over from Koblenz, Germany, so that was a big thrill for me. But this is a tune not by Lulu, but by Lulu Reinhardt. The names, they have so many fun names. Y'all ready?
Which one is it?
Noto swing.
Oh, yeah.
Noto swing, I'm sorry. One, two, one, two, three, four. Thank you.
sweet atmosphere. I did something I rarely do, which is put a video stream on our Facebook page because I wanted people to see you. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
The very first substantive comment was from Mike Wagner, who said, "Is that Clint Hoover?" And yes, it is.
Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yes, it is. But it's just, please, if you tuned into the Facebook Live video, go to slbradio.org/listen, and you'll get a full fidelity, beautiful mix of sweet atmosphere who just sound so great today. Do you guys get together often to play? I know you've got a gig tomorrow, right? Where's that going to be?
Our gig tomorrow is in Jamestown, Pennsylvania, at a brewery called Mortal's Key. It's up by the Pimatumic Dam up in Jamestown, PA. Very nice rolling hills, real nice countryside, and it's a nice setting for the music.
And are you do you have anything coming up in the Pittsburgh area or Western PA?
Yeah, actually.
Yes.
Let's see. Well,
Clint's got the whole Iditarod.
Yeah. We're at Beer's Pub, which is just down the street from here.
Yeah.
On Western.
What day are you at Jake's? That's great.
Yeah, Jake's. Yeah, yeah. And that's on, I think it's Friday, September 20th, 6:30 to 10 or something like that.
That might get me out past my bedtime on a Friday night.
And then we're at Wolfie's. Which is down at Market Square on October 19th, 8 o'clock. And for all those of you out of town, we're in October 12th. We're in New Wellington at the Farmers Market in the morning, right?
Early in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Early in the morning, yeah.
And New Wellington in PA?
We're Westminster.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So there are folks who are listening. In fact, we have a few listeners right in New Wilmington, which is terrific. Sweet Atmospheres, the group, we did link to their Facebook page from the pictures we just posted of them. Have you guys had a chance to record yet?
No,
not yet.
No,
okay.
Too early in the career.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you a copy of this, and you can do with it what you will, including editing the interviewer out of it. What would you like to do next?
This is a tune by Dorado Schmidt. He's one of the patriarchs of gypsy jazz in France, and there's many of the Schmidt family from the Alsace-Lorraine area, Forbach.
There's a whole society in France,
society.
Right? A Django society. I've watched some of the YouTube escapades of those groups.
An interesting little side thing on that is how did this music stay preserved amongst the gypsies? And they said because of cassettes. Cassette players. Record players weren't, handy for people that were traveling. So cassette players were like, so a lot of this music was kept alive through exchanging cassettes. Very interesting. But this is a tune by Dorado Schmidt. And the tune is called Bossa Dorado. Thank you.
Sweet atmosphere. You guys are getting so many comments on Facebook and through emails and messages and texts right now.
Wow. Cool.
That I'm not even sure I can mention each and every single one. Larry in Elwood City mentioned that he saw you, Clint, with Dennis McCurdy and Lonesome No More just last night.
Yeah.
And how much he's enjoying listening to you. Darren in Grove City is watching and listening. And as we, you know, we're expanding our studios here, and one thing we intend to do is I've been dragged kicking and screaming into adding a couple little cameras to just give people a little taste of what's going on here. I literally was dragged kicking and screaming to do that. And we don't typically do this, but I wanted folks to get a little more exposure to you and tune into the radio as they listen, because this is a rare treat.
Thank you so much.
I don't recall a band. I mean, we've certainly had swing bands, acoustic swing. I don't recall a Western Pennsylvania, you know, live group before doing this kind of music. Mm-hmm. Hot Club or... my memory may be fading, but I don't think we've had anybody. So, Max, thank you for doing this. It's just amazing.
My pleasure. It's so much fun to see it coming to life. You know, it's wonderful. I'm really enjoying this.
How do you guys get together to practice?
I remember I think it was down at the, I can't pronounce the name, Chiupino's or whatever.
Chiupino.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, I asked to sit in, and somehow we ended up playing a Django tune. Like, we played Nuage, and it was like, oh, you know Django, and I know Django.
Yeah, it was sort of serendipity.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's sort of rare, too, to find people.
It grew out of the connection with blues music.
Right.
Because
there is
a real active blues community in and around Pittsburgh. And that's kind of what brought us together, and then we found this is a common interest.
It is quite a feeling when you discover, you think it's just you. You know, I can remember walking through a supermarket once and hearing Swing 51 on the supermarket music, and it's like,
Who did?
I think it was purely accidental. I have no idea, but it's all of a sudden you realize you're not alone in some of the things you love. Sweet atmosphere. I think the Facebook page is the best way to keep up, or are there some other ways? Excellent. Well, I want to be sure we probably have time for three more songs if you would like to play that many. Yeah. We have about 13 minutes of radio time, give or take.
This is a tune that features Clint, a tune written by Django on his when he was coming back after World War II. And it's a tune entitled Hanuman, which people say was Hanuman, which would have been a Hindu figure. The gypsies coming from India 1,500 years ago or so. And then some people say it translates to a new man. You know, Django was a new man, whenever he wrote this, late 40s. Anyhow, it's a very, very nice, modern kind of sounding tune that he wrote. Yeah. And here's a little...
Sweet atmosphere. Max, if somebody was listening now, a guitarist, or really any musician who would love to learn to start to play gypsy jazz, any recommendations on how to do it?
They could come take lessons with me, and I would be happy to do that.
I didn't even know that was possible. That's good to know.
But that's serious. But... with the internet now, it's amazing how much there is on YouTube. There's an incredible amount of stuff on YouTube. And when I was growing up, I think my first Django book, I bought it, Lomakin Music.
I remember Nick.
It came out in 1976, and I can't remember the author. But anyhow, and I bought it then. And I remember learning a couple tunes, and I do read music. But the one thing that wasn't in any of these books was the rhythmic approach, the rhythm guitar approach. Which is known as la pompe, or the pump in French, all this. You know, so there was like no information on how to really play this. It's such a European style, and then it's even further, it's a gypsy European style. So to get to the point, though, there's so much information out on it. And a couple of my friends, Dennis Chang with DC Music School out of Montreal, is a good one to check out. Anything from Stefan Rembel or Christian von Hamert from Holland. Just you know, if you hit any of those guys, you're going to come up with an avalanche of information, which is wonderful.
And you ought to consider, if this does interest you, Max Chang as a teacher, because not only are you relatively close, I bet you could even do something by Skype, or I don't know if you do that sort of thing. Video, you know, lessons by video.
Oh, Skype, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, someday I'd like to do that. But I've been teaching since the late 70s, and I like the one-on-one, you know. I teach in a church. People come to the church, and we teach there. It's nice and quiet and a nice place to take lessons.
Is the best thing to do is to reach you through sweet atmosphere?
Yeah, that'd be fine, yeah.
Excellent. There's time, more music. There's lots of folks who want to keep hearing you. I could listen to you all day. What do you want to do next?
Time for one more?
Yeah. We can... Yeah, we probably are one or two, your choice. We're okay.
Do Jangology and then finish with Minor Swing?
All right.
That would be lovely. Minor Swing is one of... Actually, both of these are favorites.
All right.
Tune by Django, Djangology. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sweet atmosphere on the Saturday Light Brigade. They'll play us out, I think. Please go to Facebook at Sweet Atmosphere to learn more about their work. Tomorrow they are going to be in Jamestown, New York. Is that right?
Jamestown, Pennsylvania.
Or Pennsylvania.
At Mortal Key Brewery, right across from Pimatumic State Dam up there.
Two to five.
Early day, and beautiful rolling hills and a nice spot, nice Sunday afternoon in the sun.
Yeah, Jamestown, Pennsylvania. It in the sun, summertime, hot fun. hot club, hot fun in the summertime. I want to thank the quartet that preceded you folks, the Vivo Quartet from Pittsburgh Concert Society. Our youth from Hope for Tomorrow did a terrific job today. Chad Green's done a great job on mixing. And as for you three, Clint Hoover and Jim Spears and Max Shang, you're welcome here anytime. In fact,
thank you so much for having
us. Ricky, lock the doors. Now, I promise I will not go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- can't wait to hear you guys do it. Thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.